T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Stephenson in the morning at 6:47 on a Friday morning. Three big things. Police seeking a suspect in a homicide. Man shot near an East Wichita sports complex. 3.2 magnitude earthquake, 22 miles northwest of Ponca City. No major damage reported. Trump and Biden complete their final debate, focusing on the pandemic, China, and national security. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic conditions this morning. A little strange out there. We've got the reports of some fog, so visibility could be an issue. Got the reports of some snow earlier, so definitely wet roadways. We don't really think there's going to be any accumulation on that snow, but wet roadways in Wichita this morning. Things could be slippery out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlsire.com, your home for complete car care.
And the forecast calls for clearing, breezy, and cool today with a high of 47 degrees after yesterday's high, a record 87, a 40-degree difference today. Mostly clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 30. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 51 degrees. Did you copy that? 30 degrees for a low. That means frost warning tonight.
Yes.
Light snow, fog, 37 degrees right now. We have a north wind gusting to 33 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. Stocks finished higher Thursday as investors pinned hopes on a COVID stimulus deal.
A choppy trading session where investors weighed stimulus and election uncertainty against strong corporate earnings and economic data. Stocks got a boost after Nancy Pelosi said an aid deal was, quote, just about there, but that both sides have yet to come to agreement on key issues. A slew of earnings saw a lot of individual stock moves. Align Technologies, the makers of Invisalign, popped 35% after reporting strong third quarter sales thanks to promotions by famous TikTok stars. Chipotle fell 5% after reporting its shift to delivery services increased overall cost and resulted in fewer drink purchases. The restaurant did see its digital sales more than triple last quarter. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
The S&P rose 17 points yesterday. The Dow gained 152, and the NASDAQ added 21 points. The losses are building at U.S. Airlines as the coronavirus pandemic cuts into air travel. American Airlines says it lost $2.40 billion in the third quarter, and Southwest Airlines reported a loss of $1.16 billion. Those losses came in the July through September quarter. That is normally a strong one for airlines, as that is the peak summer vacation season. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Hello. Earlier this year, we saw a huge dip in the stock market. Companies and investors are trying to figure out how the COVID-19 pandemic would affect the economy. A market crash creates opportunity. An investor needs to have cash ready to invest, but that's not all. I've had several conversations with investors who wanted to take advantage of the downturn. Some chose popular stocks, companies that we all know of. Others wanted to find a real deal, and they wanted to invest in obscure penny stocks. That's because they're so cheap, they told me. Well, many consider a penny stock to be an offering that trades for $5 or less per share. Often they are smaller companies or startups that have a very short track record. They're notoriously used for pump and dump schemes. Now, that is when a scammer will accrue a bunch of the stock, get online to falsely tout the merits of a company, put it out there as a stock tip, whereby less sophisticated investors scramble to buy it, thus driving up the price. Then the scammer dumps his shares to those unsuspecting buyers. A cheap stock is based on how much lower the current price is than its recent highs. For some reason, many unseasoned investors think that a penny stock is cheap and that a cheap stock is a deal. Well, they're wrong. Just because a stock costs $3 doesn't mean it's a good deal. It's often just the opposite. If Bob's Widget Company stock sells for $10 a share and they've issued 1 million shares, and Belinda's Widget stock sells for $1 per share and they've issued 100 million shares of stock, simple math would tell you that you would need to spend $100 for 100 shares of Belinda's stock company to have the same ownership of Bob's with a $10 investment. Now, because of the dilution of shares by the number that are outstanding, Belinda's is actually 10 times more expensive than Bob's. Just because it's cheaper per share doesn't mean it's a better deal. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
All right, thank you, Don. Today is iPod Day, recognizing the portable music device. Apple introduced the iPod on October 23rd, 2001.
Yep.
19 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the iPod changed the way we listened to and purchased music. First iPod sold on November 10th, 2001 for $399. iPod Day recognizes recognition to this groundbreaking technology and the many people it impacted. My wife's got one of those. We bought our new car, Jad, what, last year, year before? Anyway, it's a brand new car.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, where's my CD changer? Of course, it had FM and AM radio. I got that. But they don't have a CD changer. Come on, you got to have one of these iPods. And sure enough, Shelly's got... You know, he's got an iPod with tons of our favorite music she downloaded.
Ah, I see.
And you just, yeah, I figured it out. I'm a little slow on it, but I figured it out. And then the precursor to this, of course, was the Walkman. Were you too young for a Walkman?
No, I remember the Walkman.
The little Sony device that apparently when you were walking, we were supposed to listen to it. I never had one, but.
Yeah, I had one.
Things have changed. Of course, I started out in the 60s with the 8-track. Tape that you had to put install a deck on the console, underneath the console in the front of your car.
Yeah, I remember the 8-track, too.
A collection of those that invariably, I had several of these things stolen out of my car, windows broken and so forth. We graduated then in the 70s, we came up with a cassette player, and then after that, we just keep trans. Then the CD, I mean... It's been interesting over the past, 30 or 40 years to see how the entertainment, after you're going to listen to, entertainment in the car or radio or music, there you go.
Media types change. Some work out, some don't.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So I guess the iPod's the way to go now in my car.
Digital's kind of been the most recent thing, and it's still going.
Of course, well, as long as they still keep the AM and FM radios in cars, we're going to be okay.
Yeah,
because we can always listen to our station that way. All right. 6:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, we have a complete look at today's news, including Trump and Biden finishing their last debate. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.